Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of the Buck Brief. We're joined by Juliana Mercer. She is a Marine Corps veteran and the director of public advocacy for Healing Breakthrough, which she'll tell us about here. It has to do with veterans and PTSD and treatment. Juliana, thanks for being here, first of all. Thank you for your service.
Thank you. So great to be here, Buck.
All right. Let's start with this. You were in the Marine Corps. Now you're doing work to help fellow veterans through this organization, Healing Breakthrough. What is this entity? What does it do? What do you focus on?
So Healing Breakthrough has a mission to get MDMA-assisted therapy into the VA system for all veterans that can benefit from it. And by benefit from it, it means heal and solve their PTSD. MDMA just received their new drug application from the FDA with final results of 71% efficacy in eliminating a PTSD diagnosis. And of those that didn't get completely eliminate their diagnosis, they had an 86% reduction in symptoms. When you compare that to our current gold standards, where we're only seeing a 30% reduction in symptoms, you can see why this is something that's really exciting and we want to make sure we get into the hands of veterans.
So if you could walk me through this a little bit. MDMA, this is like ecstasy is what people usually call it, right? I mean, as the street drug name. So go ahead.
Correct. So there is MDMA found in ecstasy, but the pharmaceutical that has been used for these clinical trials and that is going to be FDA approved is very different from the street drug. It's unadulterated and it's not mixed with anything that you would find on the streets.
No, sure, different. I'm just wondering, how did this come about? Like, take me back to the beginning here. I mean, for I have heard, and you're hearing more and more about this. People are talking about ayahuasca in the veteran community. I have friends, particularly from the special operations side, who have taken, who have gone on these, gone to these sort of special medical clinics. Some of them are outside of the U.S. and they take drugs that are still not even. It's not just that they're not given here; they're still technically illegal here, and some of them have had very powerful results. And they're friends of mine, so I know something's going on here, right? I mean, they're telling me they took ayahuasca. There's another one. I'm forgetting the name. It starts with an R.
Ibogaine.
Yes, Ibogaine. Yeah. Ibogaine. Thank you. Ibogaine. Like, where does this research? Where did this start? How did we get into this realm? Where, I mean, you're doing public advocacy for this now. How did anyone figure out that some of these drugs? I think Ibogaine comes from like a toad venom, basically, that is distilled. Is that right, or something like that?
So one of these medications, that's 5-MeO-DMT, comes from the toad venom. Ibogaine comes from an African root.
Okay.
You're seeing and hearing a lot of folks leaving the country, going to get healing through these therapies in places where it's not illegal. I personally was able to experience one of these therapies, one of the breakthrough therapies, outside of the U.S., and was able to see almost 20 years of trauma and grief just completely leave my body overnight. And with the help of talk therapy, was able to really get to the root cause of my issues and was able to heal. That is kind of what got me on the track of doing this advocacy, learning about these modalities. So back to MDMA, which is the one that's going to be FDA approved. It was formulated in 1912 by Merck, and it was being used for talk therapy very successfully. But it did leak out into the rave scene and was scheduled by the DEA in the mid 80s. And so that effective use was our healthcare providers were no longer able to use it. And so for the last 30 years, there's been an organization called MAPS, now Lykos, that has been making sure that the research doesn't get lost. So it's taken 30 years for them to get this through the FDA process. And we just saw the new drug application get accepted, and we're anticipating FDA approval for MDMA assisted therapy in August of this year.
Wow. This is fascinating stuff. I have so many questions. One of them is, how is the medical community reacting to this so far? Right? Because these are, you know, we've always known, like when it comes to opiates, for example, that it's been known for a very long time, centuries, if not millennia, that these things can be used for pain management, right? Also highly addictive and can be dangerous. But people generally don't think of some of these other drugs, and specifically MDMA, as something that is therapeutic. It's so ingrained in the public mind. This is, as you said, a party drug, a rave drug, that this could help treat and or even possibly in some cases, not all, but some, cure veterans of extreme PTSD that they have been dealing with as a result of the wars we've been fighting abroad. That's a lot, I think, for people to take in. How is the medical community reacting? Are there big advocates for it? Are they scared they don't want to go near it because the stuff is technically illegal still?
Yeah, so I think the medical community and the community at large has been starting to be educated on the great potential of these novel treatments. They're also destigmatizing through the veteran voices that you're hearing. So veterans are coming home and they're touching their communities with these voices and saying, after 15 years of complex chronic PTSD, this one illegal medication that I had to leave the country for gave me 20 years worth of therapy. And so the veteran voice is helping to destigmatize. We have folks inside of the VA at the top and the bottom that are working to study these substances. They're being studied at all of our higher ed institutions, Harvard, Yale, Johns Hopkins is also studying these. So there's been a lot more science behind it and a lot more education happening. So people are starting to understand the potential use of these. And a lot of the science is also showing us that there is minimal to little harm when you use these substances correctly with the help of a mental health care provider.
Let me ask you more about that in a second, but just a word from our sponsor here, the Oxford Gold Group. A lot of people are still on the fence about whether they should own precious metals, and I just think it's a smart thing to diversify and to take action today to prepare for an uncertain future. Look, inflation's ticking up again. Look at gold over the last 30 years. Has it gone up? Has it gone down? The answer is very straightforward. Gold is something you want to have on hand as part of your overall portfolio. You can use it as a tangible currency in case you have to bug out for some reason. Portfolio diversification, a hedge against inflation. It's also a store of value because historically gold increases over time. So if you're paying attention to global events, particularly global economic events, now is the time to have some gold and silver on hand. Nobody can predict the future, but you don't want to put your head in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group, those are the pros I trust. That's who I've bought my gold and silver from for years. They make owning gold and silver easy and simple to understand. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. They'll give you details. Call them, 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D. That's 833-995-GOLD. Juliana, in terms of the risks and I guess, you know, what do the naysayers, are there naysayers about this? Are there people who try to just dismiss this out of hand? Do they say it's dangerous? I mean, treating anybody, not just veterans, with MDMA, I'm sure there has to be some bureaucratic or institutional pushback, or is there?
There is, but it's minimal. I'm on the Hill every day talking to our legislators, and when I'm able to explain to them the science behind this, and I'm able to show them that this is a treatment that has medical value, it's a lot easier for them to wrap their heads around it. We're still fighting the stigma of the, you know, the 60s and 70s, the war on drugs, and our DEA telling us that these are Schedule I substances, which means they hold no medical value. And so we're finding out now that that is not true. And through the science and research, we're able to start to help people change their minds about the stories that we were told that these had no medical use.
Is there any change in legislation that may be coming that would address the legality of this for medicinal use? I mean, you've seen something of a progression like that over the course of many years with marijuana, and there used to be a lot of talk, gosh, I think like 20 years ago now, about medicinal marijuana for specifically glaucoma and some other conditions and some of the studies for it that were in support of it. Now there's, you know, marijuana has also just gone legal in a lot of places at the state level. Is there an interest in changing the law so that veterans have, I mean, just the fact that they have to leave the country to get this therapy. And I know it's not just MDMA. We mentioned Ibogaine and some of the others, ayahuasca. That seems to be an impediment that's unnecessary given the results that are already being seen.
So there's a couple of things happening. The Breakthrough Therapies Act is looking to reschedule Schedule I substances to Schedule II when the FDA deems them a breakthrough therapy. So breakthrough therapy designation means that there's great promise through this medication, and the FDA will fast track it through the FDA process. When it's a Schedule I substance, there's a lot of barriers to research. MDMA, for example, received breakthrough therapy status in 2017, and it's been almost eight years until we're going to see it actually be FDA approved. So because of those barriers to studying Schedule I substances, we're seeing a pause in how quickly we can get these medications approved and studied. So the Breakthrough Therapies Act is hoping to correct that so it's easier to study substances when they get rescheduled and deemed a breakthrough therapy. The other thing that we're doing is trying to ensure that the VA is ready to roll out MDMA-assisted therapy in the VA system as soon as MDMA is FDA approved. There, you mentioned some of these other compounds. They show great promise, and they're in various parts of the research funnel. There's over 500 different psychedelic compounds that are being studied. And it's not just for mental health conditions. It's also for pain management, for Alzheimer's. There's a lot of different ways that these modalities can be potentially helpful to a lot of the things that we've been lacking answers for.
You mentioned a piece of legislation. Where does that stand right now on the Hill? And are you getting, you know, veterans issues is one of the few areas. I mean, we're really just focusing on your area and your expertise here. In my day job, you could say, Juliana, I spend a lot of time thinking about politics, right? Veterans issues, one of the few areas where you can get a lot of bipartisan consensus, generally speaking. Are you seeing that on this issue? Are both sides equally willing to consider some of these new breakthrough therapies, even though there's this kind of public stigma about some of these substances? Let's be honest. I mean, what's the temperature like on the Hill?
I think it's the most bipartisan issue on the Hill. Our legislators have been, like myself, trying to find solutions to the veteran suicide epidemic. And we've been banging our heads against the wall because we haven't had any solution that actually works. So when I walk into their offices and I show them a solution that 2/3 of those that go through this treatment no longer qualify for a PTSD diagnosis, this is the answer that they've been looking for as well. And so I'm finding very little resistance to getting support for ensuring that MDMA-assisted therapy is available in the VA system.
Yeah, and I think it's so important for a lot of the people listening or watching now know people, or maybe they themselves have PTSD. And if you told any of them, and I know this from talking to them about it over the course of many years now, that they had a 2 in 100 chance of really getting a hold of, you know, as long as it wasn't extremely dangerous or something for them, they would take that, right? I mean, they would, you know, because some of them haven't found a lot of success with cognitive therapy alone. Some of them still struggle with the flashbacks and things like that. So when you're talking about a 2 out of 3 shot, I think that just goes to show how, you know, promising this is and what a breakthrough this could be. Just taking a moment here for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, an organization does a tremendous amount of good, and make sure that we never forget. This means never forgetting 9/11, never forgetting the soldiers and first responders who risk their lives and bodies for our country and communities. The foundation is committed to helping these heroes and their families. Heroes like retired Air Force Lieutenant Michael Cardoz. Lieutenant Colonel Cardoz served his country for 20 years and received numerous commendations, including a Bronze Star. During his time overseas, he was exposed to toxic burn pits. 18 hours after being diagnosed with service-related cancer, he passed away. Tunnel to Towers paid off the mortgage on his family's home, enabling his widow and their 6 children to stay in that home, removing that financial burden. The foundation helps Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders, as well as catastrophically injured heroes and homeless veterans. Help families like the Cardoz. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org. I donate every month. It's really easy. You can set it up. It's recurring. Please, team, join me in this one. t2t.org. Juliana, thank you for telling us all about this. I know you're on the Hill and you're trying to move the ball forward with legislation. For anybody who's interested either in just learning more or also perhaps helping out or maybe finding some of the resources that could be available to them if they themselves have service-related PTSD, where can people go and how can they get involved?
At healingbreakthrough.org for more information. If you're interested in the clinical trials, it's clinicaltrials.gov. And if you're a veteran that is looking to connect with these therapies, heroicheartsproject.org.
All right. There we go. Juliana, thank you again for your service and your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Buck. Great talking to you.
Thank you. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
So I know you've got a lot going on. But remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.